Welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And
Trevor Russo.
Hey. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Trevor's on the mic today. We'll talk to you a little bit more later in the show. Let's just jump into it.
Okay.
Trying to make it back home by Monday morning.
jail tonight. Promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm tryna make it right home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want. 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. Just tryna make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, 'cause that's all I want.
We don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. 'Cause she don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. When did you change? When do you've aged? I thought you never grow up. I thought you never. Window closed. Wendy got old. I was too late, I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. 'Cause we don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. She don't laugh the same way no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. Where did you go? Why would you stay? You must have lost your marbles. You always were so forgetful. In a hurry. Don't wait up. I was too late, I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. 'Cause we don't do what we say we're gonna. You were always perfect, and I was only practice. Don't you miss the days, stranger? Don't you miss the days? Don't you miss the danger?
We don't
do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs no more. Forget the happy thoughts. All you need is happy thoughts. The past tense, past bedtime. Way back then when everything we read was real and everything we said rhymed. Wide-eyed kids being kids. Why did you stop? What did you do to your hair? Where did you go to end up? Right back here. When did you start to forget how to fly? Don't you call up, don't you be. Stay in the line, stay in the line. Down the line.
Don't do the same just no more. We don't do the same just. We don't do the same just no more.
You just heard 4 or 5 Seconds by Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney. Same Drugs by Chance the Rapper, and Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. Portugal, comma, the man.
Another weird name.
Portugal ain't a man.
Could be a man named Portugal. Never know.
Okay, I don't know how I feel about that. Trevor's not used to being on the mic. This is funny.
Yeah, no, this is my first time. I'm trying to learn the radio board for an internship, so happy to be here, Dylan.
Cool, what kind of internship?
I think it's like a sports radio internship where I'd have to learn how to do the board and stuff, and I don't know how to do that, and I can't apply if I don't know how to do that, so that's what I'm doing here today.
Exciting nice. Stuff. Yeah. Very exciting.
For the summer?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well.
Cool.
Remy, do we want to hash out what we were going to hash out last week? Let's save that for the next right. time, actually. But right. I do want to bring up something.
What is that?
Which is your slurping.
Oh no! Really?
Yes. Because now
you're
we
gonna
have,
out me like this. We have a
third party here, and now it's time to bring it up.
Oh man!
Remy, when he drinks from water fountains, for some odd reason, doesn't put his face into the water enough to just like. Take a normal sip of water. So instead, he goes every single time.
I can't believe you're doing this on the air.
Why? My question is, why not just put your face enough in the water?
Well, also, I like to breathe, and so I can breathe in air while I'm.
Why not breathe through your nose?
Because what if my nose is stuffy that day? Huh? You don't know my life.
You could have allergies. That's true.
Yeah, I think it's because that. I like used to get a lot of colds. I would like be stuffy a lot, even when I wasn't sick for some reason. So I would just kind of develop that as a habit. But also, it brings in the water faster. You suck in the air, and it brings the water in faster. I like water. I need
this
to drink.
Is such a weird. I don't understand. I don't think we're gonna get anywhere with this.
You're not gonna change my slurping habits.
I think I have changed it. I did change it because you stopped slurping.
Only when I'm around you, because I remember. Otherwise, I don't.
Otherwise, like in the gym, you're slurping.
Well, I haven't been to the gym in a long time.
I haven't either.
Ooh, bad, Dylan.
these things have. Trevor's like, okay.
I haven't gone in 3 months. I went this week. I almost couldn't walk after the first time, so.
Well, damn. Yeah. Well, let's get back to the show, shall we?
Last train last night left another note saying see she sets the city on fire.
All right, you just heard Rosie by John Mayer, She Sets the City on Fire by Gavin DeGraw, and When We Were Young by The Killers. I reversed it, and the song and an artist in my mind.
Unprofessional.
These things happen. Well, we were just talking about some daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, say what you said before.
So Florida just passed a law saying that after this daylight savings time, which happened last night at 2.
Wait, before you continue, Fun fact, I just learned this because I got it wrong on HQ. It's not daylight savings time, it's daylight saving time.
Oh.
According to the guy, I got it wrong, and it was like the second question. Oh, we're getting a caller, guys.
It was the second question. Oh, yeah. Second question. That's early for something that would like could definitely trip people up.
Hey, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from? What's your interest and favorite color?
My name's Luke. I'm from Tufts. My interest is golf, and my favorite color is yellow.
That's a terrible color.
Hey, but that's my mom's favorite color.
It's a terrible color. Why is everyone liking yellow? Yellow is it's objectively the worst color.
It's a beautiful color.
No, yellow is objectively a happy color.
Yes, but it's also the color of fear in the DC universe. You know, the yellow lanterns.
You're both talking at the same time.
Yeah, my bad.
One at a time.
So we would like to weigh in on the water fountain debate. Remy, you're okay. Slurping is perfectly acceptable.
Yes, thank you.
It's really not.
Dylan, you don't know what you're talking about.
Sometimes you just got to live with it, man. We would like to make a request.
Sure.
Okay.
Can we request Chain Gang by Sam Cooke?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. We would love to hear that played.
We can definitely work that in.
That is clean. Splendid.
I know.
Cool.
Well, thanks for calling in. Is there anything else? Anything you want to shout out? Anyone? Your mom?
Just that you're all doing a lovely job.
Thank you.
And slurping is okay at water fountains.
Thank you. The people have spoken and they have sided with me.
It's not, but we'll. I'm willing to experience more slurping.
You should try it. Maybe you'll like it.
I'll try it. You know what?
Yeah.
After the show, I'll try it and I'll bring it up.
We'll report back next week what Dylan thought of the slurp.
Can't wait to hear it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Enjoy.
Thank you. Enjoy the show. All right. Well, that was lovely.
But anyway, nice guy.
Back to what we were saying. Daylight saving time, because I got it wrong in like the second question on HQ. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Florida just passed a law saying that this daylight saving time, I got it right.
Yeah, there you go.
Is going to be the last jump they ever do. So they moved from 2 to 3, and now they're never going to move back from 2 to 1. So they're trying to keep it consistent. Maybe the rest of the country should as well.
So wait,
Arizona doesn't do it, I know.
Are they sticking to the time right now as their time forever?
Yes.
Because isn't this time right now the incorrect time? Like,
oh, that's monstrous.
For the summer, we want the extra light, so we do the hour whatever, but that's not the correct time, I don't think.
I don't know.
That's what it is.
I don't know.
And the winter is the actual right time. Because I think daylight saving time was established to give everyone more light in the summer, so they deviated from the norm for the summer.
Okay.
So does that mean Florida's going to be in the wrong time for the rest
forever.
Of ever?
Well, just for like 5.
Sorry, Florida.
Wow. Well, I want to tell you I'm going to bring up my theory now because we're talking about daylight saving time. I brought this up, so for context for you, Trevor, I brought this up last year and I've never had so much reaction to something I said on the air. Just people, like, people were like messaging me. My sister had me tell it to like multiple people, and apparently this is like hurting people's head. I don't want to set it up too much, but like,
okay.
So depending on when you die / when you're born, you could die with a net. So if you are born before daylight, before the spring forward, mm-hmm. right? The first time you experience a time change, you are losing an hour. So you could end up, like, depending on when you die, you could end up with a net loss of an hour of your life or a net neutral. But if you're born after daylight saving time, so I am, mm-hmm. At the first time you experience a time change is when you fall back and you gain an hour. So in that case, depending on when I die, I'll either end up with a net gain of an hour or a net zero. Because then the second time change is going back to what I was first originated.
That's some really heavy stuff. I just woke up an hour ago. I don't know how I feel about that.
You woke up an hour ago?
That's a man after my own heart.
I've got some problems.
Well, how do you feel? Like, does that make sense to you?
It does.
When are you born?
April.
So you're in the right time spot.
Yeah, so I guess I'll be gaining an hour or...
Or net neutral.
I mean, hopefully I never die, but...
What are you going to do with this hour?
Probably sleep.
Travel.
Probably sleep. Makes sense.
Yeah.
See the world.
Well, okay.
Let's listen to some more music.
Remy, you want to set up the song?
Oh, yes, I do. So the next song we're going to play is from the movie August Rush, which is one of my favorite movies growing up. And the song is an instrumental. There's no words. And the basic premise of the movie is there's a musically gifted orphan.
Is that redundant?
Is what redundant.
To say it's an instrumental, there's no words?
Sorry, I just wanted to be clear.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a musically gifted orphan. He doesn't know who his parents are. His parents are also very talented musicians, and he, by chance, meets his dad in a park, although they don't know that they're related, and they both have guitars on them because they're busking, and they play a guitar duet together without knowing that they're father and son. So it's a really great moment, and the guitar is awesome, and I wish I could play this, but I can't because I'm not that talented. But thank God the people who are that talented exist. So play the song.
All right.
$1,600 on the SATs. Said they getting me an SUV. Just a couple miles from the lights of the city. Pour a little liquor in my Starbucks Vinny. Just 11, when they said I had the ADD. I've been trying to keep up with all of these great expectations, so I keep on faking. We're secretly out of control. Nobody knows it, but my mom's got a problem with oxys and she's angry. 'Cause my dad's office door's always closed, but I stop knocking. Yeah, we're secretly out of control, and everyone knows. At the locker, selling time release. Where's the party? There's a house empty. Didn't learn a lesson, didn't use protection. Doesn't wanna keep the baby. Throwing up in the alley. Older brother looking for me. I've been trying to keep up with all of these great expectations, so I keep on faking. We're secretly out of control. Nobody knows it, but my mom's got a problem with oxys and she's angry. 'Cause my dad's office door's always closed, but I stop knocking 'cause there's some things I don't wanna know. We're secretly out of control. Nobody secretly out of control. Nobody knows me and my friends, all addicted to porn. Can't keep a girlfriend, cause the great expectations got all us imitating. Yeah, we're secretly out of control, and everyone knows. And everyone knows.
Thank you.
All right, you just heard Dueling Guitars by Heitor Pereira and Doug Smith, then Morning in America by John Bellion, followed by Pull My Heart Away by Jack Penate.
Yeah, I don't know. Names. Something I forgot to say about the song, which I think is cool, is you can't really tell, or it's easier to see when you're watching it, but it's like they have two very different playing styles, and the guitars are kind of having a conversation. Like, they repeat, like, one guy will do one thing, and then kind of, like, as, like, a dare to see if, like, his son can, like, follow along, and someone, like, do it kind of similarly, but in his own, like, tapping kind of way. Like, he taps on the guitar and stuff.
Okay.
So it's, you can kind of hear them, like, talking to each other almost. But it's easier to see visually because then you know who's playing what.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of hard to tell on the air, but it's really cool. Everyone should just go watch that movie. It's a great movie.
I'll watch it.
What did that movie do wrong that so many people hated it?
Well, so I don't know. It had a pretty bad score on Rotten Tomatoes, but everywhere else was pretty good. So it had 37% of Rotten Tomatoes, pretty bad.
Wow.
But a 7.5 out of 10 on IMDb, and 93% like this movie of Google users. So super.
It looks like Tomatoes, the critics.
It's what it looks like is critics didn't like it, but everyone else did. So critics can just go away.
Yeah, when that happens, I really don't care about what the critics think.
Yeah.
Like, let me check if I care. I really just don't care what the critics say. If I like the movie, I like the movie.
Exactly.
Which I haven't seen this movie.
You'd like it.
That can kind of bring up our beef right now.
Oh, it could actually bring up a little bit of beef.
So our beef is about Trevor, by the way. Remy and I, not beef, but like our little bit of a disagreement. A disagreement is, is about streaming things, illegally streaming things. Like typing in a movie, like typing in, like, let's say if you wanted to watch the movie Remy just mentioned, mm-hmm. and you type in, what was it called?
August Rush
free online, right? And you tap it and you watch it, mm-hmm. right? I think, like, I don't like that, and I don't like that people do that, because I feel I want the people to get I want the people to get credit who made it, and they're not getting credit or paid because of it. Now, what's Remy's?
I kind of felt that, especially for movies and songs that are huge, like that have millions of views or like listens, that they have achieved a level of recognition and money that from that point on, it doesn't really matter if someone pirates it. Like, there's a point of diminishing returns. So if you're a new artist and you get, like, or even let's say you're Kanye West, after 3 million or 4 million or 10 million listens to a song, do you really care if the 10 million and one is pirated? Because you already have
but there's more than one person
money.
That does it.
Yes, but regardless of how many people are pirating, he still gets that many views, and people still buy the album.
But he's
that much.
He's due more money.
He's due a small, not a huge percentage of money.
I think people do it more than is realized.
Okay, but also in terms of like pirating movies, these movies make millions and millions of dollars.
Think about
if it's a bad movie, it's a bad movie. That doesn't
matter.
What
about something like, I haven't seen the movie, but I know Call Me By Your Name. I'm pretty sure it didn't do that well in the box. You want to get it up real quick? But I've heard, these movies that are Oscar-nominated and everything, a lot of them don't do well in the box office.
That might be because Oscar-nominated movies don't appeal to the general audience.
Yeah.
Right, it made $28.2 million.
What was the budget?
Let's see.
Yeah, meanwhile, Black Panther has crossed a billion.
Different. I mean, Black Panther is attracts such a wide range of audience. And also, it just encouraged a lot of people coming out to see it due to its subject matter. And the fact that like people are waiting for like a Marvel black superhero in a leading role.
I really want to see it.
Have you guys watched it yet?
I haven't seen it.
It is amazing. Oh my goodness.
I'll probably watch it over spring break.
So it was made on a budget. Call Me By Your Name was on a budget of $3.5 million, and it made $28.2
million. But that's not great.
It wasn't a box office success, but at least they made like $25 million.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the point.
Right.
So, I mean,
basically what it came down to, I think we were talking about this, I don't feel bad when I stream something illegally. Even though I don't do very often, I promise. I used to, but since we got Netflix, it's much better. But if I do, I don't feel bad because I know usually that the people that have streamed it or that made it have enough recognition and money that me not paying for it doesn't affect them. Dylan disagrees with me.
I think you should feel bad.
I don't.
Well,
sorry.
That's the point of contention.
Like, I watched Baywatch the other day. Like, sorry, The Rock.
With The Rock?
Yeah.
Was it good? I haven't seen it.
No, not really.
Okay.
But all it was right. Okay. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's our point of contention. Well, Trevor, you wanna introduce your song, your friend's song?
Or? Yeah. So, Kayvon partially learned, but partially my friend, two of my best friends, Nick Massenberg and Zach Gould. They last month they released an album called Soon. Their band name is The Mass of Gold, and this is one of the songs that does not have curse words in it. So,
excellent. That's what we like here. All right.
Don't want the FCC on us.
All right. Well, let's give it a listen. I haven't heard it.
I see it in your eyes that you're longing to leave. I see it in the way that you look into the stars above and you gaze at night. Your yearning shows your eyes, you might be the lonely. Your garden sits atop the moon of this world. What must have been the first stop on your tripping soul? Infinity, oh infinity, cause this world so blue wasn't made for girls like you. You're from the stars, it's plain to see. In that look that you get when you steal into your thoughts, the light in your eyes as they pierce into the dark, to show away the truth of the world, and you're shocked to know the lies. And every key you show to me, you've kept me away from the storm.
Sound of the men working on the the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying, the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
You know that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, my work is so hard.
All right, you just heard Asteria by The Massive Gold and Chain Gang by Sam Cooke. Shout out to Luke and the guys listening to the show this semester. Not this semester, this show. I struggled with that.
You really
Remy,
did.
It's that time.
That time for us to do a PSA.
Yeah.
That is correct. So here we go. Somerville cares about prevention. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/SCAP. It's a long
Wow, no Google
website,
Plus?
I don't think Google Plus was invented when this
RIP
PSA was
Google
written.
Google Plus. Well, yeah, it's that time of the show now. We got 3 minutes left. We got one song left to play.
Shout out to my sister for telling me about this song.
The next song,
it's a good one.
Yeah.
I like it.
So
she recommended it.
Thank you so much for listening, and everyone. The show has been It's All About Perspective. I've been DJ Sweet Fig.
I'm Remy.
I'm Trevor Russo.
Hey. Thanks so much. We'll see. Next week is spring break.
Ooh.
But so we won't be here next week.
Right.
But I will be here the following week.
I may not be.
Okay. Trevor's Trevor.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll come back. Maybe I'll never come back.
Whoa.
I'll never know.
That's a good question.
The mystery and the suspense are killing me.
Of Trevor.
Yeah, you'll never know. It's going to be a mystery every week.
Well, so we'll see you 2 weeks from now. Enjoy this last song.
Todos aquellos amores que fueron obligados a ser separados.
Baba Babylon Girl, Baba Babylon Girl.
Esta canción es para ti.
Dime cómo le explico a mi destino que ya no estás ahí. Dime cómo guardé para desprenderme de este frenesí. Esta locura que siento por ti, con esta química que haces en mí.